Good morning to everyone. How are you? Well, today, the day after Valentine's, well, I wish that you had, I pray that you had a good Valentine's Day with your beloveds. Today we read from St. Mark chapter 8, an important text for us to take note of as we pursue union with God in the middle of the world. So St. Mark tells us that the disciples had forgotten to take any food and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. So imagine yourselves going on an excursion. You're from Cebu and you want to go to Talisay, let's say, or to San Remigio in the north, Bantayan Island, etc. And on your way, the apostles forgot to take any food. They only had one loaf. So that then it's like having less food than we would have wanted. Then he gave them this warning. Keep your eyes open. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. So in that situation, Jesus suddenly gives them this warning that they have to keep their guard up against yeast of the Pharisees, the yeast of Herod. Let's see. The Pharisees were gunning for our Lord's crucifixion. I mean, many of them wanted that our Lord be eliminated. Although maybe it was not that articulated, but our Lord was already grabbing the limelight, and to the embarrassment of these Pharisees and the scribes and the chief priests. And Herod, well, beginning with Herod the Great, the Herod that who was alive when Jesus was born, the one who ordered the massacre of the children of 2 years and under, his children, other Herods, well, they were cut off out or of the same cloth. So they were especially proud, especially suspicious, insecure. Now, Herod was really insecure because he was not really a Jew, although he had the title of King of the Jews, which he bought from the Romans. He had money. Therefore, he could buy anything. At least that's what he thought. In any case, Jesus was warning his disciples against the yeast of these quarters of Jewish society. And that sent the disciples into a discussion. And they were saying to one another, it is because we have no bread that Jesus said that. And Jesus knew it, and he said to them, why are you talking about having no bread? Right? Do you not yet understand? Have you no perception? Are your minds closed? Have you eyes that do not see, ears that do not hear? Or do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of scraps did you collect? They said 12. I mean, bread, even if you brought one loaf, that's no problem. Because from the 5 loaves, I fed 5,000. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of scraps did you collect? And they replied, 7. Then he said to them, are you still without perception? Perhaps we could also be addressed by our Lord. Are you still without perception? When we have learned so many lessons of God's providence in our lives, and we still doubt him, right? Saint Jose Maria Escrivá had said that he did not especially look for miracles because the miracles in the Gospels were enough for him. To enkindle his faith, to keep up his faith, the miracles in the Gospels were enough. He loved also the miracles which were silent, especially those that were produced in the confessionals, right? Where when penitents confess their sins and they get converted and they are absolved by God through the priest's person and words, well, that's already a miracle, and many miracles like that. Are you still without perception? You know, I sometimes I sort of envy people who tell me many times that they have received some favor from Saint Jose Maria or Blessed Alvaro or from one saint or another. I listen very well and I thank God for them and I'm so happy for them. But when I'm alone, I am struck by the thought, why does Saint Jose Maria not do the same amount of favors to me? Or Blessed Alvaro, and so on and so forth. Yeah, you know, I get into this comparing mode, and I snap out of it. Because for them, they asked for favors, and they were granted favors. Me, I don't even ask for favors. I'm already granted so many. You know, confessions, each penitent who comes is a favor for me because that gives me work, right? And the grace of God works. That's why this question, are you still without perception? Are you still so hard-headed? Are you still so thick-skinned? When the Lord asks you to come to Mass, He said, do this in remembrance of me. This, which is the consecration of bread and wine. And we are still without perception. We sort of don't hear it. Or we don't believe that He meant that we should go and see Him as much as possible in Mass, in church. So this is a sickness we may all suffer from. A certain lukewarmness which kills the soul. By itself, it does not yet kill the soul, but it could lead us. I will even remove the could. No, it leads us to die. Because we go weaker and weaker and weaker. We sort of stay away from the sources of grace. And we claim that we're busy or we have so many other things to pay attention to. We neglect our prayer. We neglect our union with our Lord in offering sacrifices during the day. And thus we are deprived of grace. And one day we will simply fall into something mortally sinful. We'll fall farther from God. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to make us more sensitive to the motions of the Holy Spirit. To keep fresh in our hearts the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, so that we keep in mind that to live as a Christian, we need to be sacrificing ourselves. We need to sacrifice TV time, so we'll discover we have more time to pray. We have time to pray. We have time to go to church. We just have to remove some other thing that occupies our time, for example. Let's not be thick and not perceptive of what God wants us to do. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. And I give you my blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I ask God to descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!